Millions of people play in fantasy sports leagues, allowing you to become your own George Steinbrenner. The companies that run those leagues will be watching a case that's going to court this summer in St. Louis. At issue is who owns a player's statistics, and do companies need permission to use stats commercially? Tom Weber of member station KWMU reports.
For all the computer time Chris Alcott has at work as a data analyst, it's a wonder he ever logs on at home. But at least once a week, Chris goes online to update his fantasy sports teams. He had three football teams this past fall that all tanked. His one basketball team is doing okay right now. And just this week, Chris set up his first fantasy baseball team. The first task is naming the team.
Usually you come up with some funny creative name like, the Whimpering Cats. I'll say Kittens, because that will be really embarrassing if someone gets beat by the Whimpering Kittens.
With the Kittens ready to battle, Chris will now wait a few weeks for the draft. That's when he and his friends, who also created teams, go online to pick players for their teams. And Chris hasn't had the best teams in the past.
And I pretty much only draft players that I've heard of, and if I've heard of them, that means that they were good, you know, 8 or 10 years ago.
With fantasy, it doesn't matter if the Cardinals or Yankees win. Chris only gets points when specific players hit a home run or throw a shutout. Some leagues like Chris's are just for fun, but others award cash prizes. CDM Sports in St. Louis is one of the many companies that make software that formats actual player stats into a user-friendly league. People who ever played in a league through USA Today's website, for example, were using CDM software. Major League Baseball last year paid $50 million to the Players Union for the rights to those stats for the next 5 years. Instead of getting a license from Major League Baseball, though, CDM challenged the entire concept of needing one at all. Lawyer Rudy Telscher argues that CDM doesn't need permission to use public statistics. He notes plenty of games other than fantasy that use statistics for free.
Look at Sports Trivial Pursuit or Vegas betting. You can bet on how many home runs a player will hit in a game or how many strikeouts a pitcher will have. All of that requires naming the player and playing off their statistics. So there's plenty of public precedent.
Telscher argues that CDM can't stay in business and meet Major League Baseball's terms. But Bob Bowman, the CEO of Major League Baseball Advanced Media, says statistics are only half the story. He says the issue isn't whether they're public domain, it's what companies do with those stats.
It's clearly a commercial endeavor. It's not a newspaper publishing a box score or stats. It's a commercial endeavor created solely around the player stats and only relevant with the player's name and number there.
Bowman says using player stats for fantasy leagues is no different than a car dealer hiring a player as a spokesman. Both the leagues and the car dealership hope to make money off the player's likeness, so both need permission to do that. And while the leagues are fake, there's a lot of real money at stake in the case, which is scheduled to go before a jury in July. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.